see that the field staff is very economical because, you know, especially if you get the wood, pick it up yourself, it doesn't cost you very much. And of course, wood years ago was quite cheap. And but you cook a big pot of pea soup on top of it, and then you cook all the things, rice pudding in the oven. It was really, absolutely, really beautiful. In one way, I was sorry to see it go in one way, but then, of course, in the when that's in the summer, that's it's rather hot.
Yes, yeah, in winter hot. It'd be great.
It'd be lovely in the winter. Yes, of course, the beggars can't be choosers. But you get used to them, and no, you don't know anything different.
No.
No.
And what about the churches in the area? Did the church play a big role in the community in those days?
A reasonable role. My children went to Sunday school down the, because I belonged to the Uniting Church.
Mm-hmm.
And because many years ago it was Methodist.
Oh,
and
right.
Wasn't Uniting. Mm. And they were down in just across the railway anyway.
Mm-hmm.
My children were baptised, or a couple of them baptised, or all of them baptised there. And they went to Sunday school there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they moved up into the near Kmart. They call it Peace Memorial. Moved up there.
It's a modern church then.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It?
Oh, there was, but they've got one over a new complex over Bungarby Road.
Ah.
Very nice complex, the Uniting Church. And of course, they're uniting with the Presbyterian and the congregation, the whole three.
Ah, right.
And they still they don't say united because they're still uniting, but they're called Uniting Church.
Mm.
But of course, now they have very nice churches in Blacktown, several different
big modern
different
ones.
Yes, and then. I mean, lovely Catholic complex down that direction,
mm-hmm.
and other Greek Orthodox, or many churches now in fact town.
And did they have social activities through the church?
Oh yes, I think the churches always have. Yeah.
And did you belong to any sort of ladies' guild or anything like that at the church?
No, not years ago I didn't.
No.
When you work, you don't get much time to belong.
That's
but
right.
I did,
yeah.
When I left work I did. I joined the, what they call the Ladies' Association.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still belong to it now, even.
Right.
Yeah.
And after the war, when the population started to increase out here, did you notice the arrival of a lot of European migrants who came out this way to settle?
No, not a great. I don't remember quite a lot.
Don't you?
No, I think in the last few years I think they've really come out this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never struck any really. No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's only the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe less,
mm-hmm.
that I've come out.
There were a lot of market gardeners. And
yes. There still are really out Windsor Way and all those ways. Mm-hmm. Lots
but
of
not
market.
Around here so not, much.
No, no. There were a few dairy farms,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't right around here either. They would have been perhaps about 3 kilometres up that direction.
Right.
There were quite a few of the dairy herds around, but apart from that, and there wouldn't have been many market gardens around here because Windsor's at play, Windsor and all that up that direction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And out on the off the Western Highway up a bit further too, you see market gardens.
Mm-hmm.
But
there weren't any orchards or anything like that around here either.
Oh, well, there would have been a few orchards with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we used to when we grew up in Cluscombe Ray, when my mother's children, there used to be about a couple hundred yards up the road, there'd be people with their own fruit. We used to sneak under the thing and pinch some.
Did you?
I think all the children did that. Yeah, you could under the fence and pinch a few bits. You wouldn't do that much harm, but I think nearly all the children did it.
It was the excitement of doing it too, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. It was something, it was really funny.
And what was the industry like around here? Was there very much industry in Blacktown?
There was a sawmill. Not a great lot. There was, remember the sawmill up there now where the car park is?
Oh, yeah.
The big sawmill there, that was there for many years. Big sawmill.
So that was the main thing?
Yeah, that's where my husband worked at in the first place. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was quite a big sawmill. And of course, all those years back they used to have, like wood was used for all kind of things.
Mm.
And then there was another one up off Bungarby Road, another big sawmill there. But apart from that, no, there wasn't much industry, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't record any factories many years ago.
And so people had to really go out of Blacktown to find
work.
Yes,
they did really, unless they worked in the local shops.
Mm.
They'd have to go to Sydney or different places like that to work.
And has that changed? Is there much industry here now?
Oh, in Blacktown? There are quite a few now.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few now around. Not so much right in Blacktown, because it's not an industrial area. But out there's all around, there's, I say, about, what, three or four kilometres out.
Mm-hmm.
All around Blacktown, there's a lot of industry around now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Sharp, for instance, they have their place on the Western Highway, near not very far from Blacktown, Reservoir Road. Big Sharp complex there.
And did you keep any animals when your children were small? Guinea pigs, did you?
Yeah, guinea pigs. I think all the children had guinea pigs. And my son had ducks. He was going back his forest and he had ducks.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, that property across there, my father-in-law owned. And Bert eventually had quite a few ducks and he put them over there. He bred them. And, I can tell you a couple of stories about that. Remember, wet weather, of course, you ducks, you want ducks, are they? So we used to bring them and put them in my laundry, which I had a laundry down there, down near the where the barbecue, we had the big laundry there.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, wet weather, ducks are messy little things, as you can imagine. And I remember having a brick here and a brick there and a piece of wood there, and that's how I had to do my washing.
Walk across
these bricks. These ducks. what a horrible mess it used to be. Anyway, eventually the ducks grew up and they were put over there. And then some wretched dog got in and tore the wire. And because he was going to make his fortune, so he had these ducks. And they had, there were ducks flying all around. It was a real terrible shame. Mm-hmm. Some flew over there and some, because they had a big brick pit down there. That's something I forgot to say.
Oh, yeah.
Big brick pit down where the swimming pool is now. There's a big brick pit. Well, some went down there, they went in all directions, these ducks. Robin, but yes, poor Bertie was quite upset. This wretched dog got in and there were dead ducks everywhere. Oh, dear, oh dear. That was one of my son's ambitions.
Well, did you have any pet dogs or cats or anything like that?
Oh, they were always having pet cats. The children bring them, the kids, they bring them home. Oh, dear. And we had a cattle dog once that would start to nip people, so I think we... Not sure what happened to that. It was a stray cane, and they're a bit of a pest, the cattle.
Mm.
But I don't think it lasted very long.
Did you have chooks at all?
Oh, yes, we had some chooks. They were over there too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're allowed to have chooks years ago, but not now, of course.
They're too noisy now, and because of the eggboard regulations.
Yes, that's right. But we had some over there. We had a cow.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, we had a cow. My son used to milk the cow.
So looking back on those days then and what life was like for you then and what the area was like when your children were growing up here, how do the changes that have taken place affect you? How do you feel about the population growth and more houses and more traffic and all that sort of thing?
I don't mind.
No.
With the all that kind of thing, one gets better facilities for your home and all that. Going, don't you?
Yes.
Or more electrical appliances, which make it very much easier
to
run a house and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have a nice fridge, a nice electric stove, a nice microwave, and all this kind of thing, which make it very much easier to run a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about the friendliness in the area? The friendliness when you go shopping and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you find that's changed or?
Oh well.
Because it's a bigger place.
Yes. Well, you know less people, I think, because years ago everybody knew everybody.
Mm.
Like I go to the club very much, I don't. But they say when this club was small, everybody knew everybody.
Which club is this?
The Workers Club.
Workers Club, yeah.
But now, and because it's too big now, it's very big now.
Yes.
And I suppose you go quite often, I suppose, but I don't belong to any clubs.
Mm.
They actually, some of them, seniors, well, that's their business. They go up there all day. I couldn't be bothered doing that, I'm afraid.
Mm.
I got more to do with my time.
Yes.
But they'd go up there, three or four days, some of them.
Mm.
They don't do anything else.
That's their form of entertainment.
Ah, that would bore me. No good to me. But still, everybody's got a different idea of filling in their time and all this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do now to fill in your time when you're
normally,
well?
Oh, yeah. I don't have any problems because the time I get to go 1, 2, 3 meetings, which different times, and I go on. I used to, not so much now, but I used to go and help with some of the stalls.
Oh yeah.
And I'm quite a gardener, as you can guess.
Yes.
And I my thing is doing plants.
Uh-huh.
I said, and a lot of people give me margarine containers. I'd put little plants. First I'd grow them into the ice cream container. Then I'd put them into the little margarine container and put them on the stalls. That's my thing. That's what I would do. That's my contribution. And I used to, years ago, I'd have 4 garden parties.
Really?
Yeah. for different. I used to have 2 in the spring and 2 in the autumn.
Oh, it kept busy.
Kept very busy. But I used to enjoy it. People come, they have them out. You have them out on the lawn, and it's a very nice day. Really nice, social, relaxing day.
Yes.
And we used to. I've made quite a few $1,000 over the years.
Really.
Yes, for the different organisations I work for.
So you've done a lot of voluntary work as well.
Oh,
as
yes, I have for about.
Work.
Well, I belong to, the hospital and the land. I must be 18 years.
Really?
Yeah, 18 years I belong to them. And the Red Cross are not far beyond.
And what about security in the area? You know, in the old days, people say they hardly ever locked up.
That's
now
right.
You have to.
Very true.
Yes.
You didn't lock your back door. Now you wouldn't dare go out without locking it. Now I had a robbery not so very long ago, actually.
Did you?
Got into my garage and took my lawnmower and another whippersnipper thing I had. They took it. But before that I had, because that back front panel, you see, is covered now, but years ago it wasn't. And I used to put plants out there. I used to pinch them.
Huh, really?
Yeah, yes, I had about 3. Then once in the house, I had robbery. I've had about 3 robberies. Now I've got a burglar alarm. But here last April, someone got into my garage and took that. And also now I have a security system down there.
As well.
Oh, they've got to have bars everywhere. It's ridiculous.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And that's one of the ways that I think the population growth changes.
Yeah, that's
things,
right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pity when that happens, really. Yeah, but of course you did years ago. You went off and wouldn't think about closing your back door.
No.
Now, yeah, it was quite safe. You'd come home and be just as you left it. But now.
And how did you feel about the change in the landscape from the more open bush sort of environment? Do you miss that at all?
No, sometimes I do, but you've just got to go with
the times,
really.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's nice. The trees are nice. But I like trees on top of my house, because I don't. I don't like. This, like when that big storm was in January down that way, and the trees are on top of the home. No way. I like them. I like them. They're beautiful over there.
Yes, to look
but
at.
But no way do I like them on top of my home. I think it's too dangerous.
Yes.
Because there's so many homes that the trees have fallen down, and wonder people haven't been killed, really, when you think of it.
So, and what about the, there've been, I suppose, quite a few old houses and old landmarks around the place that have been demolished.
I think that's a shame, really. I think they should, like, and that's the old church over there. That was a really beautiful old church.
Which church was
the
one
uniting? The one over there in, I think, of course, in Bartholomew.
Oh, Bartholomew.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a lovely church. In fact, I was christened there and baptised there.
Were you?
Yes, in that church. It was a beautiful church. That was left to go. It was a pity. It was really left to vandals, because the vandals get in. But now, after all this time, they're trying to do something about it, which, well, they should have started years ago and did something about it. They did, but they left it. And then, of course, the vandals get in again. You can't leave anything that the vandals get in. Oh, no. They get in, like the car, they just get them up, put them alight, don't they, and take them way out there. They're not happy with stealing them. They've got to burn them, which is terrible.
So do you think that people growing up out here now, the way in which the lifestyle has changed, do you think it's better, say, for a young mother bringing up her children now than it was when you were bringing up your children?
Well, yes, in a way, because I think they get more facilities. I mean, they can send their children to preschool now if they wish, which, because we didn't miss it, which you don't have, you don't miss. But the modern mother, and of course a lot of them have to work, unfortunately. And that they do have facilities to send their children to preschools and all that kind of thing. But, well, it's that's just how it goes, really. So you're very fortunate if you live in this day and age in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
Because with science, like the way they come in with all the different things, I mean, if you've got a sort of a thing years ago, well, you more or less died from it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But these days, of course, with all the different remedies and all these things that they have, well, they've got much more chance of being like me with
your
this
pacemaker.
Mm. Friends, see what I mean?
Yes.
So, of course, I'm not sure how long these have been in, but they're a great
not so
thing,
long,
really.
Are they?
No, I don't think so. No, but they're a great thing, really, to help people.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you don't, looking back on your life, you don't feel you had a hard life particularly, or
no,
that you were hardly done by.
No, I don't think so. You know, you accepted, because as I say, you didn't know any, maybe if you had a contrast then and there, you might think, but that wouldn't have worried me, I don't think, either.
Mm.
I mean, everybody's lived their own life and they were happy.
Yeah.
We were happy.
You had a happy life.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right. My children were happy.
Mm.
So, there you are. So, anyway.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, that's
for your
all
time.
Right. Oh, like a cup of tea.